You're probably familiar with the basic principles of freeze dance, which is that when the music is playing, people move around. When the music stops, people freeze. So here's a way to break it down to start at the very beginning so you can scaffold up some of these skills for our students. The first thing we do is we do freeze dance in seats, and we isolate the movement. We give very specific instructions about what to move. So as you can see in step one, give instructions for the movement. And an example of this is when the music starts, move your hands. So we play the music and say go, and students, everybody move their hands. And then we stop the music and say stop, as in step three, and everybody freezes. And of course, then we repeat. We can use the same movement for a while, and as they master whatever movement, we can try new ones, like moving feet or shoulders, wiggling your fingers or toes, bobbing your head, raising your eyebrows, anything else you can think of. And that's how we do freeze dance in seats. The good news is that the basic version of freeze dance standing is exactly the same, except we're standing up. Students might be able to, at this point, just, if you say dance, they might be able to do that. Sometimes kids don't know what to do when you say dance, so you can continue to give them specific instructions about parts of the body to move if you'd like. Just a word about prompting options. For either of the basic versions, sitting or standing, we have a bunch of options for prompting available to us. Now, the obvious one is turning the music on and off. But for some kids, that's not enough information. That's not enough of a cue. So we can add any of the things listed here. Adults modeling. We should always be doing this anyway, probably. The lights going on and off. For some kids, that visual cue is really important. Verbal prompts of go or stop, go or freeze, whichever works for you in your classroom. And also using the go and stop cards sometimes is really helpful for kids. This is more useful sometimes, when kids are moving around the room, sometimes they're not looking at you. So sometimes we use these if a particular child is having trouble stopping. We might go and, put a stop card right in front of their face so they get the message. So these are different ways that we can use prompts. Use as many or as few prompts as your students need.